The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Back in the year 2000, the average age at which women had their first child in Ireland was 28. Today it is 32, and that is a number that keeps going northward. David Quinn is with me, head of the Iona Institute. David, are people leaving it too late to start a family?
100% yes. I mean, as you say, the average age is 32. The average age of people getting married compared with the 1980s has gone up by 10 years for both sexes. So they're kind of leaving it until they are maybe in their mid or even late 30s to start a family, whether they're married or not. And that's not leaving much time, is it? So what there used to be much talk about was, we need to... So there was, you know, people are having more children than they wanted was the case for a great part of history. And therefore, we had to help people have the number of children they want. But what's happening now, it's beginning to tip over the other side. Instead of having unplanned children, people are ending up increasingly with unplanned childlessness. Mm. All right. So like if you see polls, the average person still wants two or three children. But in fact, they're having one or two or zero. So we're ending up in this situation now where we need to reverse the conversation and begin asking the question, why aren't people able to achieve the fertility, that is the number of children they want, and what are the factors driving that? And one of them is certainly the very long delay in getting started in the first place.
So Michael Kelly, actually, I saw it was tweeting about this. There was a doggy disco thing on The Apprentice, of all things. And he suggested that, you know, people show more attention or more love for their dogs than maybe they do for their kids, or more emphasis when they're young on dogs. And I mean... Right, he's kind of slightly tongue-in-cheek, but the broader point I guess he's making is that the order in which people do things maybe has changed. Is that fair?
I think it is fair. Do you see people, so like, again, when I got married, which was quite a while ago now, I was born in the 60s, and my generation got married typically in their mid-20s.
Mm.
And as I say, that's all changed now, so people are about 10 years older. So why did we get married in our mid-20s back then? I mean, like the 1980s, so I got married in 1989. And there was very high immigration, there was high mortgage rates, there was high unemployment, wages were not brilliant, and yet people still got married and they started their families in their 20s. And I think it's because kind of the life script, as it were, back then, the social norm said, this is what you ought to do. And I think now the life script, if I can put it that way, has changed a lot. So people are now thinking, I want my 20s, to be as free as possible from all the big responsibilities of family life. And so they see their 20s almost, particularly when they finished university or whatever kind of education they got, they see their 20s almost as an extended adolescence. So there's also this concept of delayed adulthood or emerging adulthood, that a lot of people are not hitting the milestones they would have hit in their 20s until they are in their 30s. And then the life script begins to change once you're in your 30s, and then they think maybe it's time to start a family. But for a lot of people, it's actually too late to start a family because they've left it so long. And this is why there's huge demand, increased demand for things like IVF treatment, and because they've left it so long.
And how do you reverse that? If it is, like, there'll be people listening to this who disagree fundamentally with everything you've said. But yeah. I mean, if your starting point is David is right, and we do need to reverse it, and people need to start having children in their 20s, some people will suggest, well, let's listen. The realities have changed, that it's maybe, you know, harder to buy a house, or there's an expectation on two incomes for an awful lot longer than there was in the past. And these are the arguments. You'd be well versed in them. And they'll say, like, that's the reason that we're waiting so long.
But you see, I mean, people, okay, so this is a conversation that needs to be led by young people primarily. So I have two children who are in their 20s. So it's that age group needs to have the conversation, because they're the ones going to be most affected by a world in which people aren't having many children, because our population is going to age incredibly rapidly. Like my age group. So I come from a group where families were on average four children each. And we are aging en masse. And like at the moment, there are more kids under the age of 15 than there are retired people over 65. But by mid-century, there will be a million more retired people than kids under 15. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the most colossal difference. And this is only like around the corner, historically speaking, up to mid-century, because we're already at the quarter century. And so young people, you know, people who are young today, are going to be middle-aged in a world with us absolutely heaps and heaps of retired people. And the tax burden on them is going to grow very big. So it's in a way, those young people need to be driving the conversation about, well, actually, when should we be starting a family? Do we want to start a family? What's going to be the effect of delaying and delaying and delaying starting a family, for whatever the reason might be, until we are well into our 30s, and then we can discover that we can only have zero, one or two children, whereas we wanted two or three. And what's the impact of that going to be long term? Because the impact is going to be absolutely immense. I won't get to see the impact particularly, because I'll be dead and gone. But the people in their 20s and younger, they are going to see the impact big time. This is going to be a completely transformed world, a completely transformed society. There was a report came out in Britain recently looking at the effect of all this. So they reckon that young people in another 25 years' time, in order to pay for the health and pension costs of all these older people, their tax burden will have to increase by one third.
So we were talking about the life of Brian and the Beatitudes at the start of that movie a few minutes ago. It's kind of go forth and multiply.
Well, you kind of have, I mean, you want a world in which the population is stable. So there'll be people listening and they'll still believe in the population explosion. That's not happening now. The population of the world is probably going to peak in the next few decades. We're going into reverse, and we're going to go very dramatically into reverse. Population of China is forecast to drop in half by the end of the century. 75% of the world's population are now living in countries who are having less than two children each, below replacement. So this is an incredibly dramatic change. It's something that's going to have to be discussed actually over the medium term, if not before, at least as much as climate change.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be at least as dramatic.
Yeah, as you said, I mean, there'll be people listening to that that think, well, maybe it's good news for the Earth's resources. But as you said, the big issue is a financial one, and it's the tax burden on people funding the pensions.
And the population is going to drop no matter what, because as my generation, where there was an average four children per family, begins to kind of depart the scene. So the population will drop anyway. So if we simply stabilise at two children per couple, then we end up with a falling population over time anyway, then it stabilises, but we're not going to hit stability. We're just going to keep dropping like a stone.
087 1400 106. If you want to get in touch, David Quinn, head of the Iona Institute. David, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.